This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wa ala. The third part of this is we're going to be taking a look at the Shama'il, and that we'll probably just introduce this blessed book and that get into the Shama'il bi'idhnillahi ta'ala next week. And so this blessed book has been compiled by the great Imam Abu Isa, Muhammad ibn Isa ibn Sawrat al-Tirmidhi. And of course, as I said, it's going to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then, Alhamdulillah, wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. And all praises due to Allah, and may peace be upon the servants He has chosen. So, in the previous class, we're talking about takhsis. And our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we will see, his name is Mukhtar, his name is Mujtaba Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and his name is Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's the one who's been chosen. And he is the chosen one, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And even though that there are others, prophets and righteous folk, who've also been chosen, no one reached the degree of the best of creation, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what a blessing to be able to read these books that these great individuals preserve for us. And Imam al-Tirmidhi is one of these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed and singled out to be from those who take part in the preservation of the deen of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I highly encourage everybody to get the copy of the Shama'il that we will be reading, titled Al-Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya, that has been so beautifully printed by the Imam Ghazali Institute, and the translation and commentary, which we'll be looking at very closely, by our dear brother, Sheikh Abdul Aziz Soraka, and the co-commentator and translator, Sheikh Muhammad Aslam, that two very special people that have studied extensively and have blessed hearts and have made major contributions to the deen in our time. May Allah Ta'ala protect them, preserve them, and that bless us to love them, and bless us with real brotherhood that we benefits us in the hereafter. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And Imam al-Tirmidhi, one of these great imams, is that he was born in the month of Dhul-Hijjah in the year 209. And that he began seeking sacred knowledge in his early 20s in his home village, and eventually studied under scholars in many places throughout the Muslim world, in Khorasan, Mecca, Medina, Basra, Kufa, and others. And that he had a large number of teachers. As it says here, a staggering number of teachers. He studied both under Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim. And that one of his great honors is that Imam al-Bukhari actually, outside of his sahih, quotes that Imam and narrates a hadith from Imam al-Tirmidhi, even though it's from his shuyukh. And that indicates his great status if Imam al-Bukhari is going to narrate from you. And it's reported that Imam al-Bukhari said to Imam al-Tirmidhi, I have benefited from you more than you have benefited from me. And so he was held in universal esteem by scholars for both his hadith mastery and his personal piety. The great Imam that Al-Hakim said, I heard Umar ibn Allaq say, Bukhari died and left no one in Khorasan like Abu Isa al-Tirmidhi in knowledge, memorization, piety, and worldly renunciation. Notice he didn't just speak about the traits of knowledge. In knowledge, memorization, piety, and worldly renunciation. He wept until he became blind and remained in that condition for years. Mm-hmm. And Imam al-Dhahabi recorded that Imam al-Tirmidhi said, I compiled this work, and his Jami', which is the Sunan al-Tirmidhi, his larger collection of hadith, and presented it to the scholars of the Hijaz, Iraq, and Khorasan, and they were pleased with it. And then he says, anyone who has this book in his home, it is as if he has the Prophet speaking in his home. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So he has a number of books. The most famous of his books is his larger collection of hadith, and then the Shama'il al-Muhammadiyah. And what a blessed book. What a blessed book. To still have this. And this book has been studied and studied and studied over and over again, over and over again throughout the centuries. And even though there's many other books in Shama'il that came after him, there's something very special about this book. And so Imam Maturidi passed away on a Monday, the 13th of Rajab, 279 of the Hijrah, in his home village of Bugh. May Allah have mercy upon him, be pleased with him, and admit him to the loftiest gardens of paradise in the intimate company of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah that people are able to visit him. He's in modern day Uzbekistan in the south, and that this is highly recommended that if someone has an ability to, they go visit somewhere. Uzbekistan is a great place to go, because you can also visit Imam Bukhari, you can also visit Imam Ad-Darimi, you can also visit many of the other great imams of this deen, Imam Maturidi, and a long list of others. And among them, ones that you want to definitely visit is the great Imam At-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah ta'ala, wa nafa'ana bih, may Allah ta'ala benefit us through him. And so he begins his book by saying, Bismillah ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salama ala ibadil ladhina istafa. And then it starts by saying, Qala Shaykh al-Hafiz. So the Shaykh, and what is really meant here by Shaykh is not in its linguistic meaning here, is that here this is reference to a great scholar. The Shaykh who is al-Hafiz. And when you say that word Hafiz, that should move us. Imam Bajuri mentions here, he says this is one of the 5 degrees of the scholars of hadith. The first degree is a talib, someone's a student of hadith. Then someone reaches a degree where they become a muhaddith. So it starts with, they're a student, they're a beginner. Then when they learn enough, they become a muhaddith. Okay, and this is the one who that both knows how to understand the hadith themselves and their chains of narrations. And then the third degree is what is called a hafiz. In order to be a hafiz, you have to have memorized 100,000 ahadith. Not just the metin, the wording of the hadith, but their isnad, their chain of narration. You're not considered to be a hafiz unless you've memorized 100,000 hadith. So when you say, Qala Shaykh al-Hafiz, this has a meaning, 100,000 hadith, with the wording, the matan, as well as the isnad, the chain of narration. Then there's what's called a hujjah, this is the 4th degree, and this is someone who has memorized 300,000 hadith. And then you have what is called a hakam, al-hakam, that someone who has that memorized that the hadith that are available. So, Qala Shaykh al-Hafiz, Abu Isa. This is his kunya, Abu Isa, Muhammad ibn Isa, Surat al-Tirmidhi. And then after this, that he gets into chapter 1, which is Babu ma ja'a fi khalqi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has been narrated concerning the blessed physical features of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we will get right into that bi'idhnillahi ta'ala next week and go through this. And we're going to be going into a little bit of detail. And one of the things that we will do bi'idhnillahi ta'ala is that we will look through the various narrations that Imam At-Tirmidhi includes, and then we'll try to summarize it at the end so we can have a complete picture. When we talk about, for instance, the physical features of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we also want to be able to imagine him sallallahu alaihi wasallam from head to toe. And we want to listen to the narrations, and then we'll include some of the other narrations in other books and in the commentaries so that we can have a description of him sallallahu alaihi wasallam from that head to toe bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, and that we will try to do that to the extent possible with the other chapters as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, open up the doors for us to come to know our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bless us in all our affairs. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين.